Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Lachlan with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, median unit prices in Brisbane have reached a record high in the June quarter, almost reaching $500,000. This is the largest quarterly rise since December 2021 and marks an annual increase of 5.5%. It has been reported that unit prices have climbed faster than house prices over the previous five consecutive quarters.
GCB Construction, a Gold Coast construction company, has collapsed into administration one day on from having its license suspended. GCB had its license suspended by the Queensland Building Construction Commission on Tuesday after reportedly failed to pay debts. Multiple resident projects were under construction by GCB, and homeowners awaiting their new apartments are told they will likely have to wait longer for completion.
In national news, following the Greens and Coalition opposition to Labor's $10 billion affordable housing fund in the Senate last month, a second defeat in less than 3 months could open the door for a double dissolution election. Under constitutional requirements, a failure to pass again in the Senate will give the Albanese government the right to call an early election. Albanese has allegedly told colleagues he has no plans for such an election, however, having the option available would be prudent.
The Australian Financial Complaints Authority says scam-related complaints have risen 46% in the past financial year, as over 6,000 complaints were handled. Meanwhile, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, who oversees the National Anti-Scam Centre, are urging people to remain vigilant about unsolicited texts and emails asking users for credit card and login details.
In international news, US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken have landed in Brisbane to meet with Australian Defense Minister Richard Marles and Foreign Minister Penny Wong. Preliminary discussions will be held today regarding regional geopolitics, climate change, and the increasing defense ties between the US and Australia, prior to Australia-US ministerial consultation talks on Saturday. These talks come as both countries take part in the Talisman Sabre war games in North Australia and following agreements made last year that the US would step up its military presence in Australia.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.